Stumbling and Tumbling, the Language of Falling. A couple of weeks ago, I was walking to the shops when I slipped and fell on a patch of ice. I got up immediately and was absolutely fine, though of course rather embarrassed. Later, when telling a friend about my accident, I said that I had fallen in a heap to convey how heavily I had fallen, the whole of my body landing on the ground. I started thinking about this phrase and all the other ways we talk about falling, and I thought I'd share my thoughts with you. Starting with that word fall, if you fall to the ground, you can use the phrasal verb fall over. In UK English, instead of saying that someone falls, we sometimes say they have a fall. Strangely, this phrase is used especially when old people fall. For example, he fell over in the playground and hurt his knee. My grandma had a fall last week and broke two ribs. If someone falls flat on their face, they fall forward and land with their face against the ground. An informal way to say this is to faceplant or do a faceplant. For example, he took one step and fell flat on his face in the mud. She missed a step and faceplanted in front of the cameras. I stepped on the front of my dress and did a faceplant on the stage. As you might expect, many fall verbs suggest that the person falling is not well. For example, someone who collapses or keels over suddenly falls over because they are ill and often unconscious. The verb crumple can be used in a similar way and emphasizes how suddenly someone falls and how uncontrolled their movements are. For example, he collapsed and died at age 45. She keeled over from exhaustion. Without warning, she crumpled to the ground. If you trip or trip up, you fall or almost fall after accidentally hitting your foot against something while walking or running. For example, I tripped over a cable and fell. He tripped up on a fallen branch. Meanwhile, if you stumble, you fall or almost fall because you step awkwardly or hit your foot against something while walking or running. For example, he stumbled and fell, hitting his head against the car door. I stumbled over a tree root and hurt my knee. The verb tumble, or the phrase take a tumble, is often used for a fall in which someone rolls over or lands on a surface a few times. It suggests that the accident is not serious. For example, she lost her balance and tumbled backwards over the hedge. I took a tumble while I was out jogging. I'm going to finish with a common informal phrase that means to fall dramatically. If you trip or stumble over something and go flying, you fall with a big movement. For example, I caught my foot on the edge of the rug and went flying. That concludes my post on the language of falling. Have a good week and be careful not to do any of the above.